Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and a touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hour number three rolls on here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Man, it's been an eventful day. BYU basketball coaching search rolls on. Share your thoughts. Who do you want to be the head coach of BYU basketball? Text me, 57500. So many candidates, potential candidates out there. I put up a big board on kslsports.com on the list of phone calls that I believe the order should be for Tom Holmo. And Tom was in Florida with the cheerleading team on Thursday when news broke that Mark Pope was going to take the Kentucky job. He's well into the thick of this coaching search and getting after it to get BYU basketball's next head coach. The first coach that I believed BYU should contact was Mark Madsen from Cal. And, well, he quickly, as soon as he possibly could, came out and silenced those rumors by expressing his public commitment to Cal. And you know what? I think that speaks a lot to Mark Madsen and the character that he has. And I think that, hey, credit to him and that Cal program that he's willing to stick it out. You know, I think it's interesting that in all the times Mark Pope was linked to coaching searches, he never came out and issued a public statement of saying, hey, I'm committed to BYU. And, you know, part of, I think, Cougar fans can honestly maybe breathe a sigh of relief of, hey, maybe not to deal with that every single year again. You have that happen because then you got a desirable head coach, but it'd be nice to just see a public statement of, no, don't throw my name in the mix. I am committed to this place. And look, there was not many programs that got to the point where Mark Pope's on deck. He's got to make a statement that says he's staying. You know, he was linked to the Arizona job. He interviewed USC job, the Washington job, Patino and Louisville. There was a little bit of back channel there. There's always been these jobs that maybe wait in the wings to poach Mark Pope or that he's linked to. And that didn't have that public, hey, I'm staying to BYU. He did talk about that at Big 12 Media Day last October, but still. Mark Madsen took his name off the board, and I know even Matt Biamonte believes that there should still be a chance to go pursue him, but the buyout's huge. BYU's not in that game, and he expressed his public commitment. He doesn't strike me as a guy that's going to go against a public statement like that. So then after Mark Madsen, call number two to me, Chris Burgess, Utah assistant coach. He's currently the coach at Utah. He wants this job. He began coaching in 2013, just a decade ago, as a Utah student assistant. Then was the SLCC volunteer assistant, Indian Hills Community College assistant, Utah Valley University assistant, BYU assistant for 3 years, 2 years, 3 years under Mark Pope, and then the past two seasons on Craig Smith's bench at Utah. The concerns there with him, does he bolt the first chance he gets if Utah ever opens up? And Utah could open up in short order, potentially, if Craig Smith doesn't have success in the Big 12. To me, if you're BYU, you put in a buyout that's pretty large if Utah comes calling. Because if you're Chris Burgess, you want a Big 12 head coaching job. I would put in a buyout to maybe put your mind at ease if you're BYU. The knock on Burgess is that he's got a limited, light coaching resume. No head coaching experience at all. He's only been coaching for 10 years. What does the style of play look like for a Chris Burgess team? Could he get a coaching staff that's got head coaching experience? That's a question, too. Can he get an all-star coaching staff that's got a lot of experience? because I think that would be a key piece to what he does going forward to help his cause. I like the fact that he's younger, though. He's only 44. And I like the fact that he's got experience and history on the recruiting trail or at BYU with many of the players that are currently in the program. And also, he hits the ground running on many prospects that BYU has recruited or has in the portal that has maybe BYU interest, and that he could probably bring some guys because of his influence on the recruiting trail to bring with him to BYU. That's possible. So I think there's a lot of potential upside with Burgess. There's nothing to this point that screams he's a home run, he's going to be the next big thing. It's a risk. It's a big risk. But if you are going as BYU to stay in your lane as only pursuing LDS coaches and maybe even deeper, Temple recommend coaches, Chris Burgess makes a lot of sense. And I think, honestly, he would do a dang good job. I do. I think Burgess would do a really good job at BYU. And if you offer him the job, he's committing right now. Burgess is number two on my board. Number three, Barrett Perry, UNLV assistant coach. Barrett Perry was once dubbed the John Calipari of junior college basketball. Knows everyone. Got a lot of good connections, can build good rosters. John Calipari, obviously now Arkansas head coach. But Barrett Perry, he's a Utah guy. Grew up in Payson, Utah. Knows a lot of players, know a lot of people. He's very close to Cahill Fennell, who just took the UTRGV job. Barrett Perry would be interesting. Casey Beard, Houston. Kevin Young, Phoenix Suns associate head coach. He's cut his teeth in professional basketball. Quincy Lewis, Lehigh High School. Now, that's a bit of a stretch to go from high school to BYU. But, again, you are in a pool of candidates that's pretty shallow. And he has been elite in the high school ranks. And he does have previous BYU coaching experience as an assistant under Dave Rose. But what would the recruiting profile look like with Quincy Lewis? There's kind of a standard of what Mark Pope's been doing, and it's working. Like, it could be refined. Like, Mark Pope wasn't perfect by any stretch when it comes to recruiting. Would it look more like the tail end of the Dave Rose era? That's where things got a little bit light on the recruiting trail. Would it just be a focus solely on Utah County? I mean, sure, he's going to go outside that. Is he comfortable with the transfer portal? His time in college basketball, the portal wasn't much of a thing. Now it's NIL. Now it's the portal. That is the game you play. And I think that gives an upper hand to guys like Barrett Perry and Chris Burgess. They're in that game already. And then Cody Feger. He's non-LDS, but it feels like the train is moving for him to be an assistant at Kentucky. Other names, Nick Robinson, Alex Jensen, a Dallas Mavericks assistant coach, Paul Peterson, Wasatch Academy head coach, Andrew May, Snow College head coach. There's also the head coach at Montana Tech. Again, these are not glamorous resumes, so you got to forecast on upside. And I think what makes, to me, the candidate that BYU needs to hire is Chris Burgess. Chris Burgess would be the choice for me to be the next head coach at BYU. And I think he'd do a dang good job. And I think he could be a guy that could get Dallin Hall out of the portal to come back to BYU. Burgess got a lot of qualities similar to Mark Pope. He's a big man. He's played at some of the highest levels of the sport. Was a heralded recruit out of high school, number one in the nation. We all know the story. You know, he let down, 6 million Mormons at the time, sure. And what a story that would be to go from being that guy to the head coach at BYU. Wow. Who would have thought that? But he wants this job. And I don't blame him. And he would do a dang good job for BYU, and I think he's the right guy for the position. But there would be a learning curve. It would take time. I don't think you'd look at BYU next year and say they're going to be the fifth best team again in the Big 12. I think you'd have to lower your bar a little bit for this team. But Burgess is the guy BYU should pursue. And if it's not Burgess, I could get on board with Barrett Perry or Kevin Young. Those are the three guys to me that would be the best candidates for BYU for this job. But I would go Chris Burgess as BYU's next head coach. Taking a break. We'll put a bow on the show next right here on Cougar Sports Saturday.